Shemmy is not a rotational player on a playoff team.
No, he's
Like,
not.
Shemmy's a solid.
Oh, no, he's definitely not.
He's a solid third unit player. He's a great teammate kind of guy. And like, if you need an 11 man.
And Larry Bird at the buzzer with the 2-point ball.
Number 17, soon to be raised to the Raptors. Loose ball, Brown for the tie. Oh,
got it!
Man.
Miracle here. And team
drives down. Let's roll it down. Wow.
NRT Nation, it's been a little while, but we're back. We got me, Owen, and Paul on the episode today. Yeah, should be a good episode. So we kind of an explanation. We took a little hiatus because for the last two weeks we just couldn't find the time.
I was in Florida the first week, and then last week we just straight up couldn't find any time.
Finals for me has been a killer.
I had lacrosse tryouts all last week, so I couldn't really.
But do not worry. As the playoff time approaches, when it really comes down to it, we're gonna be producing episodes more. We might start doing like three every 2 weeks, if that makes sense. So it'd be like one and a half per week, kind of. We would do like three in 2 weeks because with the playoffs coming, there's gonna be a lot more to talk about. Like, so we'll be able to, you know, get more episodes out. They might be a little shorter, like 45 minutes instead of an hour. But look towards that as the playoffs come with like seven or eight games left.
Yeah.
But first of all, we got to talk about, I don't know how many of y'all know, but the Tatum shoe story.
I have a chilling just right now.
Oh, man. I got to hear this.
I have my LED lights on, so it's like neon right now. It's just straight up like just chilling.
All right. So for those of you that don't know, so me and Owen, Celtics Wire, we went to the Celtics versus Spurs game Friday.
On Friday, we were just like, we got out of school and we're like, all right, we'll go into Boston, just do whatever. We had like 3 hours to kill. So we just walked around Boston until we like found the route to the garden. Like, I knew where we were. He didn't. And we were just walking.
Yeah, I was lost.
Walking to the pro shop. I'm just going to explain this in a full story. Walking to the pro shop, there's a Robert Williams shirt in my size. I hide it, just saying I come back after the game. It's not there. That kind of sucked. So we were in the pro shop. We were like, we'll just keep this. He got everything that he wanted later because it was.
Yeah, because basically, at the pro shop, I didn't know this, they were selling old, like, Bruins shirts, like the nice Bruins shirts.
$2.
So they're selling players that had left the team for $2, and so I got a Torrey Krug one for $2. My opinion,
matter,
a steal.
Like, it doesn't matter that like they're off the team. It's still a good shirt for $2.
They're high quality shirts and they're $2. And I got a Gordon Hayward one for like $5, and it's like the city one. What a steal!
I'm going back to the Garden on that Tuesday against Miami. I'm gonna try and, because there's a nice Larry Bird.
Oh my god, that's a good game to go to if we're healthy at least.
If we're healthy, that's a problem.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, we'll get into that.
Yeah, so we got in the pro shop. You know, we left to get into the stadium. Go into the stadium. We walked down like, because we weren't in the what's it called, like the banners or whatever that part is. We weren't in that. We were in like the normal seating. So we walked down to like, we were literally directly right behind Tatum. If you go to Celtics Wire, if you look at the Instagram post,
we were right behind Tatum on the bench watching film.
If you go to my account and go to the game day post from the Spurs game, we were literally sitting right, like, that's Tatum in the front right there watching film.
That's not where we were sitting for the game, but like,
that's where we were, like, we took a photo there and stuff.
Okay, so let me say this. So at that point, we were kind of just like chilling, and we were watching like Fournier and Jaylen like warm up and just take a ton of threes and stuff. And I decided we needed to go over to where the players were walking through, because I was like, that seems to be the spot. So we're going over, and then I start running because I see Tatum get up from his seat and start to walk over. So I started running, and I was getting shifty because for those of you that don't know, I'm a huge baseball nerd, and I've done this in, like, baseball parks where I've ran around to get autographs. Like, so I'm shifty or shifty around the seats. Owen knows. Like, I lost Owen because I was going so fast.
He didn't lose me. I was just walking right behind you.
Yeah, no. No, but, like, I mean, like, I was trying to go as fast as possible because I saw Tatum get up. So I was getting shifted between the seats. Honestly,
if I'm being 100%, I would have walked down with you if I knew Tatum would have given you. Like, I would have. But there was, like, six kids standing next to you.
Yeah, I know. So that's the thing.
He's younger than us, so I was like, "Oh, he's probably gonna get up to them." And I just walk up to him, and I'm like, "What just happened?"
You know. So basically, listen. So as we're going over, I'm running over, and I see these kids, and I'm like, "This is not the prime spot." So I like move to the right, and like I kind of go under this rope. Apparently, I wasn't supposed to go under it, but like it wasn't like sketch. Like it was like right next to where everyone else was, so it was fine. And I got yelled at after for it, but like. I didn't mind because it was worth it. And the guy didn't really care. So I go under and I like these other kids next to me were screaming his name the whole time. And you know the kids I'm talking about. Like the kids that like scream players' names to try to get their attention. They're being annoying.
We did that. And, we actually did that. Like when we were
We did that once.
We were just like, who wants to do it? We were just looking at each other like, you want to do it? You want to do it? And I just said like, Tatum. Like I said it once. And the guy behind it, I'm like, yo, Tatum, can I get a photo? Because he's like. He's like 15 feet from me, and the guy he just looks at me and he goes, "No, you can't take photos."
Yeah,
like
so we were being like from me. Yeah, we were being like annoying, but like these kids were. I'm not gonna lie, they were kind of being annoying. So that and the, so
I also, didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. But, yeah,
Tatum saw me wearing his jersey, and I was right next to where he by. So like as he's walking over, I was like, "Yo, Jason." And like he just because he just saw me like he was just we had eye contact for like 10 seconds as he's walking towards me. It was extremely awkward. Like I didn't know what to do because I didn't know if he's gonna come over and like take a picture or something or if he's just gonna ignore me walk in the locker room or give me like a high five or something. And then he walked up to me and just hands me his shoes that he was holding in his hands and I was like, oh my god, that's crazy.
What did he say to you? Did he say anything?
He didn't say anything. He just wanted to
who me.
No, to you.
No, I said thank you. I said thank you so much, Tatum. I love you. As he was walking through the tunnel.
So what I was gonna say was you. I didn't hear it, but you said.
I was in shock. I was in shock in the moment. That's the thing.
Did he say anything to you, like at all?
I didn't hear Tatum say anything, but at the same time, he told me that the kids next to him were like, "He just got here. Why did he get the shoes?"
Yeah. because I planned it out. I strategized. No, but I think Tatum mumbled like, "What's good, man?" He mumbled something along the lines of that, but I didn't say anything for like the first like 5 seconds, and then as he was walking the tunnel, I was like, "Or no," as he was about to walk in the tunnel, I was like, "Yo, thank you so much, man. I love you, Tatum. Like, you're my favorite player," or something like that, because I was in shock. I was in shock for like 5 seconds. I was like, "Jason Tatum really just gave me his shoes," and then the rest of the night.
Talk to you if you were like wearing his college or high school jersey. I feel like those people get like. All the good stuff. I swear.
Let me
send the shoe to the chat right now. Like it's like glowing, like check this photo out. I just sent. It's glowing. Like if I turn on my lights, if I turn them on to white, it stops. But like I keep it how it is right now. It glows like that.
Damn, no. Dude.
And another thing with that, when we walked out, like I was holding one, he was holding one. Like we walked into the concessions.
For how many people asked us for a picture with the shoes?
7, I'd say.
Like that, but like, keep in mind, the garden is empty. Like, there's nobody there. It was weirdly empty. It was like eerie.
People at the concessions. There was this woman and her kid who literally offered you money for it. There was the guys behind. They didn't take a picture, but they also offered you money for it. The guys at the end of the game. There was 4 people at the. When we first walked in with them, and then we got photos from this guy. He actually recorded us for one of them. Like, there's like a 2-second video.
No, one of them was like, "Yo, these kids got Tatum shoes." Yeah. I know one of them recorded like that. But yeah, I don't know. It was crazy, and then we got to see Tatum score 60 points. So I don't have the shoes that Tatum scored 60 in, but I have the shoes that were given out right before he turned 60.
Do you know how much you could sell those for?
Yeah, some guy offered me $4,000.
What sucks is that, like, if Tatum was wearing similar shoes, you could legitimately say these are the ones he scored 60 in. But the fact that he wore red and white ones are
just... Oh, he's definitely keeping those shoes. He has those somewhere. He probably gave them to his mom.
No, he kept the ball, the jersey, and the shoes.
Well, yeah, I mean, he scored 60 points.
I think he's the only guy in the roster who gives away stuff.
You guys went to the. You guys do realize you went to the greatest one, like a top 10 Celtics game of all time, right?
And I went to
that. Yeah, definitely.
So this Heat.
No, but like,
I went to the Celtics Rockets game a few years ago when we came back. I went to that game.
I went to the 53-point game. I went to the 60, and I'm going to one next week. So, yeah.
But Paul means like one of the greatest like Celtics games, like a 32-point comeback. And where Tatum dropped six. It's like a combination.
That's one of the greatest. That's got to be one of the greatest Celtics games in franchise history.
Because, like, on wire, what I do is I'll, like, when we go down, like, 10, 15 in the fourth, I'll just post a final post. Because, like, I learned this from the Mavs game. The Mavs game, when Luka hit the game winner, was the first time I did that. Oh, my God, my dog needs to shut up. The Mavs game was the first time I did that. And I posted it. We were down 15 with, like, 3 minutes left. And the Celtics start to come back. It's like, oh my God, every time I do that, they usually start to come up. But I didn't do it this time because I was like, whatever. Because it was a 30-point lead at halftime for the Spurs. That was a must-win for both teams. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at least
bad look for the Spurs.
Especially Greg Popovich. I don't know if you remember this. I said to you at halftime, if the Spurs blow this, Popovich needs to leave.
No, but
honestly, though, like if you guys like watch a game, or like I mean, like the listeners, if you guys had watched a game like versus Spurs, the players themselves were on fire. Like it felt like DeJounte Murray and Lonnie Walker the fourth made every shot they took. DeMar
heated, like went crazy, and like DeJounte, I don't know why they took him out in the third. That was such a terrible idea. Because the Celtics kept their starting five, which that game was Smart, Fournier, Jalen, Jason, Rob. No, they put Tristan in over Rob. They kept that five in the majority of the third quarter. And then they take Fournier out and put Nesmith in, and Nesmith goes crazy. Which, I actually, I don't know, the Pelicans game, not the blown lead. Let me find it. The Pelicans game... I'll never find that.
That's at home, right? That was it. They had the
blue. That's this one. So we went with Fournier. I was like thinking, like in that episode, the So We Went with Fournier, the literal second segment, like after we go through everything, the second segment, my first words in that was Nesmith sucks, man. Like, didn't even hesitate. And you were like, oh, cut it out. And I was like, no, that's me being real. Like, watching the game, Nesmith was terrible. At the point, yes, he was. He was terrible. We drafted him to make threes. He couldn't do it. He wasn't hustling as much as he was now. We just, I don't know. I should have given him more time because he didn't have a summer league. He didn't have a full off season. He hasn't had more time. I think I should have given him. And yeah, he's looking great recently. I'll take that from him. If he can keep doing this, and I'll be perfectly fine with that. Because somehow our bench went from probably the worst in the league to like mediocre.
Like average now because Pritchard, I feel like, you know how Pritchard started off really hot this season.
Pritchard finally hit
the wall,
and
now he's like playing out of his mind again.
He finally made the turn that we needed him to do because a month ago he was going through the rookie mistakes and he finally just smoothed those out and he's been great.
Which you'll have to see. I have a Pritchard jersey coming in the mail, so I've
had
that
Pritchard jersey in the mail for like 3 weeks.
Hey, no juicy jersey slander. Come on now. No,
you guys are crazy. I got a Kobe jersey, and it still hasn't come. But it says it's like still on the way. So like,
where'd you get it from?
Amazon.
You gotta get it from Juicy Jerseys. Come on now.
I got a Kawhi Clips jersey 2 years ago for Christmas, and that still hasn't arrived.
Yeah, dude, so. I have a Tatum jersey, a Brown jersey, a Kemba jersey. I have my Rondo, Kyrie, and Isaiah Thomas jersey.
Danny nailed the 2020 draft, right? He got Nesmith.
Yeah.
Yeah. I nailed that draft. Yeah.
I'd say so.
I'm looking at the rotation right because I adjust every time we play on my notes app. Where's Jabari been?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We gave Jabari a 2-year deal and he hasn't appeared since like the Warriors game.
I think that I think this means the way Neesmith has been playing, Grant is just if I see Grant Williams in a game,
Grant's abysmal. I don't know why.
If Grant comes in a game over Jabari Parker again, I'm gonna be pissed because at least Jabari can score the ball. Like,
I think Jabari's
Grant literally Jabari can't.
And Grant. The only thing is, Jabari can't defend, and Grant's like somewhat good of a defender. And Brad's
well, but I mean, there's points where like in certain times where offense is more important than defense because like Grant's offense is worse than Jabari's defense, in my opinion.
Here, let me just make a
simple that's one. True. That's definitely yeah. true.
I mean, Jabari is a horrible defender, but Grant's offense is like one of the worst. He's like one of the worst offensive players I've ever seen in my life. Like when you know he does post up turn moves, I literally my eyes bleed every time he tries that.
So good at the college.
He throws it up and hits the bottom of the rim. It's so cringy.
Watch his draft. I don't know why I rewatched him getting the draft. Oh, because I want to make a troll video for Twitter. I rewatched it. That was his whole move in college. Was that turnaround jumper? That was his whole move in college.
Now he can't buy it. He can't hit it.
So I'm looking through the. He was actually somewhat decent last year. I'm not going crazy with him.
Grant was solid in the bubble. Like I was like, oh damn, we have a good young core. Like because Romeo was playing good before he got hurt. Like I want to say it was. We talked about this on the last episode with Romeo. His defense is ridiculous, but his offense is just not there yet.
I'll give him a break, though. It's the same.
I'm going to give him some time.
He didn't have a full offseason. Like, and he's been injured so much. I'm going to give him some time. Like, I think he can get better. But, anyways, as I was saying, the rotation, if we make the playoffs, because that's not a guarantee right now, the rotation is looking like. If we're fully healthy, it's Kemba, Smart, even though I think we should start Fournier and have Smart come off the bench. Kemba, Smart, Jalen, Jason, Rob, Pritchard, Fournier, Neesmith, and probably Langford and Tristan because that Rob's out a 10-man, rounds out a 10-man, I think, which isn't bad, but, like, I don't know. I feel like teams like the Nets who have Blake Griffin and Mike James on their – and Mike James is ridiculous. If Mike James is, like, their third string, that's not really fair. Because Mike James was regarded as the best player in Europe, and now he's a third string on the Nets. So
that's true. That's crazy that he went from, like, that high of a status.
But it's not even, like – it's not even, like, he came to the Nets and just started sucking. No, he's been great. They're such a good team. That's where he lands on the rotation. But our lineup, I texted that. Like, I expect our lineup to be on Wednesday. Kemba, Smart, Fournier, Jason, Semi, and Tristan. I don't like Semi getting minutes anymore. That's not something.
Yeah, Semi's out of the rotation too.
And we love Semi, just in case he comes on the podcast one day.
We love Semi, but Neesmith's taking your role. Like, you're probably going to have to be a full-time Twitch gamer soon. Because no one's giving him a contract. I'm sorry. This was your chance. You were
the harsh truth.
He looked so good, and then just everything went down once he got injured. Like, he had the 6 3-point made game. And just hasn't been good since then.
Let's be real. Shemmy is not a rotational player on a playoff team.
No, he's like, not. Shemmy's
a solid.
Yeah, no, he's definitely not.
He's a solid third unit player. He's a great teammate kind of guy. And like, if you need an 11 man, he's that guy. But he's
not. We should have traded him instead of Javonte. And I like hate saying that because I'm like.
Because Javonte's an energy guy. I completely agree with that.
Javonte's.
Trade Tyson Shemi because they're like best friends. I wanted to trade them together. But
Javonte is he can give you solid minutes and he's like cool with Tatum. Like he's Tatum's best friend.
Yeah, I think we traded Shemi and Tyson together. So
go to the Celtics Instagram, right? And then go to Tatum's 60-point game. Javante commented on it.
Yeah.
Trevor. Hear me out. We get Javante on the pod. And then we get Tatum on the pod.
I explained that to you on Friday.
I know. That's a good theory. Look,
here's the thing. We can get Semi. Semi could have led to Taco. Taco, you're getting anyone on the roster. It doesn't matter. Semi can lead to Javante because they're – Semi can lead to Tice. Tice can lead to Javante. Javante can lead to Tatum. Our voice track. And that was my whole idea behind that, but that obviously didn't work out because Javante got traded. Trevor Lawrence got a bag. Oh, my God.
How's he getting paid?
4-year, $36 million. That's his rookie contract.
Holy.
Yikes. Anyways. No, I think
– All right, I want to get to our top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that. All right,
I did mine last minute.
I didn't do that.
I'm in mine last minute, too. All right, Owen, you can go last.
Okay, thanks.
You want to go first?
Okay. All right, so... So keep in mind, when we do this, this is for the listeners and for Paul, because Paul's never been on these kind of, like, the episode where we do this. We're doing it since the beginning of May, end of April. So when we do this, this is not like the teams we think are going to win the championship or the teams that have the most talent. It's just the best teams right now. So the best teams as of right now, which is May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. So like if the Lakers are not in the top three, don't get mad, even though I don't know why you would, because this is a Celtics podcast. But if we have any Lakers fans, don't get mad because it's not playoff-wise. Lakers aren't even top three playoff-wise, in my opinion. But
yeah, they're tough. Nah, they're top three for me still, but that's playoffs. We'll do that later. All right, go ahead.
All right, mine. Okay, so number one, I got the Utah Jazz. Not much explanation. They've kind of been there all season. Number two, the Phoenix Suns. A recent jump in the standings. They're actually tied with the Jazz now. They're 7-3 in their last 10. Looking like a very solid team. And like I said, not related to the playoffs, but I think the Suns will actually be a very good team in the playoffs. This is unrelated, but they will be 100%. A good team. Number three, I have the Brooklyn Nets. No explanation needed. Number four, I have the 76ers. They're a very solid team with a lot of depth. You got to give them credit there. Number five, I have the Nuggets. Jokic is just ridiculously good. Like, it's between him and Curry at this point. Number six, I believe, is the Los Angeles Clippers. Very solid team. I love the Clippers because, like, in these last couple years, I love the Kawhi and Paul George duo of just straight-out defense.
They're literally older Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah. Defense with championships. Okay. Number seven, I probably have the Bucks because Drew Holiday, Giannis, and Chris Middleton is just a very solid trio. One of the best trios in the league. Very well-rounded team. Number eight, I probably have the Mavericks because Luka is starting to – I talked about this earlier in the season, and they're kind of – they're showing that – like, kind of comeback from, like, that very slow start. Number nine, I probably have the Celtics because when healthy, they are a very good team. When healthy, they are a very good team.
Where do you have them?
Yeah, they have us.
Nine. And then number 10, I have the Trailblazers. And then number, like, 11, honorable mention, Lakers and Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Knicks are kind of, I don't know. Like, they're looking good in the standings, don't get me wrong, but like they're not crazy far ahead of everyone else. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good list, honestly.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear yours.
All right, so first I have the Nets because when they've been all three of them have played, they've been pretty good. Even when just two of them play, it's kind of ridiculous. Other big three. I have Nets at one. At two, I have the Sixers. Joel Embiid, in my opinion, if he played all the games he played, he would have been the MVP this year, no question.
Yeah, I agree.
If he played all the games, he's not going to win now because he just wasn't healthy for us. At three, I have the Suns. Chris Paul should be an MVP candidate. He's definitely top six in my opinion, just because of his impact. And Devin Booker is doing his thing, and Ayton's a really good player. One thing that people aren't talking about, I love the Johnson kid, Cameron Johnson. He's a very underrated 3-point shooter.
Like, I trade for him in 2K. He
never misses.
I love Cam Johnson.
Yeah, so at 4, I have the Jazz. When Mitchell's healthy, they might be in front of the Suns, but you know it's really close between those two. The Suns just beat them. So, next, I have the Nuggets. It sucks what happened to Jamal Murray. Honestly, I think if Jamal didn't get hurt, this Nuggets team could have come out of the West. Like, I really could see that happening. Then I have the Clippers at 6. The thing is with the Clippers, with me in the playoffs, is they don't play enough together. Paul George and Kawhi during the regular season. I know they're great friends, but you know it's on court. Like, you got to build that chemistry, and that didn't show in the playoffs last year.
I think this year it's going to be different. I think this year is going
to
be different.
I hope so. As long as the Lakers don't go to the finals. At 7, I have the Bucks. This was close between them and the Clippers and the Nuggets. I think they're all around the same tier after the Nets, Sixers, Suns, and Jazz. 7 or 8, I have the Mavericks. They've been much better as of recent. They're 6-4 the last 10 games. Like, for some reason, they can't beat the Kings, but other than that, they're a pretty good team. At 9, I have the Lakers. I know what they're going through. I can't leave them out of the top 10, though. It's the Lakers. They have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And at 10, I have the Miami Heat. I know, like, the Knicks, Hawks, and Celtics, and the Heat, they're all right there. But for some, just the Heat, they're the defending Eastern Conference champions. I have to leave them at 10. And for my honorable mention, I have us when we're healthy, like you said. Like, it just, it's us. In my opinion, the Knicks just, they played so many easy teams, and they have a lot of hard games coming up, and it's going to show that they're not that good. And the Hawks have been dealing with injuries, but they really aren't that good of a team either. They're good, but they're just really not as good as people think they are.
That's true.
Cool. Sorry, mine goes pretty simple. 1, Phoenix. They're just that good right now. I don't think there's any team in the league better than them.
Would you say you have one? You cut out.
Phoenix. Yeah. I think the Nets are still the best team in the league, but I don't think at the moment anyone's better than Phoenix. 2 is Utah. Yeah, that should be self-explanatory. 3 is Philly. They've been really good in the last few games. I'm not going to explain for most because you guys have done most of them. 4 is Brooklyn. 5 is Denver. 6 is Milwaukee. 7 is Clippers. 8 is Mavs. 9 is Trailblazers. And 10 is the Knicks. I feel so weird having the Knicks in the top 10.
Yeah, same.
I think they're kind of frauds. That's why.
The Blazers are complete frauds. Let me tell you why. Damian Lillard in the playoffs has won. And I love CJ McCollum. He's been inconsistent, but this season he's been incredible. I'm saying inconsistent over his career, but this season he's been ridiculous. Like, if he didn't get injured before the All-Star break, he would have been an All-Star probably. He was like putting up like 26 points per game before he got injured, and he cooked. Let's be real, he cooked us last night. He absolutely cooked
CJ.
Yeah.
And last night was just a shooting battle, and we got screwed by the refs.
Yeah,
I know I complain about the refs a lot.
Yeah, you complain about the refs a lot.
Nobody complains
about the refs more than me, though. Holy crap.
But the refs are terrible. Like, if I don't know if anyone saw that Luka call. What did he do?
Oh, before?
Yeah, no, that one's horrible for everybody.
No one's showing it, but before he threw the ball into the stands.
Oh.
I like Luka, but like that one, a lot of people are trying to be like, oh, he just breathed. No, he threw the ball in the stands. It's like the Tatum one.
Tatum dribbled the ball kind of hard.
That's
ridiculous.
Some of the texts are so stupid. You can't dribble the ball over your head. You can't throw the ball.
And then Smart accidentally bumped someone in the groin, but like that was an offensive foul. The only reason why he got in there was because of the contact prior.
Nurkic,
if there was no. If Nurkic didn't move, then and Smart got him there, that's fine. But Nurkic moved.
I know the NBA doesn't like hits to the groin. I completely understand that.
But you ejected a guy for doing that because there was an illegal screen, and he can't do he can't avoid doing that because he's running into the guy. But earlier in the game, Smart gets karate chopped in the face, and it's called a common foul. Just terrible reffing.
The refs have been awful this season.
And then the Jays get hurt. I'm really upset about it, but like, Jason's probably fine. He said he was fine. He should be doing all right.
I think we could rest all of them.
And from the tweet I saw earlier, it was on Jalen. It's from Hemelbeck. Official word on Jalen Brown's status from the Celtics, but there is optimism that he avoided a significant injury.
Oh, it's clutch.
I think he avoided a torn ACL, if I'm being completely real.
That's what we needed.
Yeah, he avoided that, but he obviously didn't get that. I think he pulled a muscle. I think that's all he did, is he just pulled a muscle. Because, like, he was already hurting in that leg, and obviously...
He better not play tomorrow.
He won't play tomorrow, but I can't say the same about Jason. Jason will probably play tomorrow, because...
I want to see what Kemba can do as the first guy.
That'd be interesting, yeah. Because it's going to be the first time in a while where it's going to be a Kemba game. And if he's on, he's going to be on. But if he's off, it's going to be ugly. We know that. It's going
to
be ugly.
We play the Bulls and the Magic. Isn't Zach LaVine back, though? So, damn, we kind of have to play
our guys. I don't think so. But is that in Boston or is that in?
It's in Chicago, but that doesn't really matter. I think that we just play Kemba tomorrow. Rest Tatum and Brown. That's actually Wednesday. So it's 2 days off. So I think Tatum might be able to play. I still think you shouldn't play Jalen until Friday. Give him like 5 days off.
So last time
Play him against the Bulls. Like, that's a whole week of rest for the Heat, and we're gonna need him for Sunday.
We need at least Jason. I don't care if Jalen rests. We need Jason because my thing with Jalen
against the Bulls. Yeah.
Jason's far and away our best player. The thing with Jalen is that he's I hate saying this. I don't see him as a number one option.
Jalen?
I see him as a number one option, but I don't see if you have him, just him on the court. I don't think he is like the best player like to lead a team when it's just him on the court. Like if it's him,
thank you.
If it's him in third string,
it took him all season.
I have never said this because I've never thought I needed to say.
Jalen can be the number one option for a little bit, but he can't be the number one option on a team.
No, the Spurs. No, the Trailblazers game. The offense just disappeared, and then they threw Tatum back on the court, and we just started hitting
three. Well, yeah, that's because Jalen wasn't having a good game. That's not like Jalen Brown the last couple of games.
I saw someone say on Twitter like Damian Lillard locked up Tatum in the second half. He really didn't. Jalen just iced out Tatum. That's the whole thing. What happened?
Dude, Dame did not. Tatum locked up Dame. If anything, look who had the better game. Honestly. I haven't really said this enough, but Damian Lillard is severely overrated. Like, it's ridiculous how overrated he is. People look at how far he can shoot the three and think he's like a god, like, which is impressive. But like, did you guys? He didn't make any deep threes yesterday. Not one. He made some threes, but they weren't even that.
Hold on. He had 26 points, I think.
I want to check on that. Hold on. Let me just look at his stat, his scoring.
What you guys are probably thinking about is where could I get a Damian Lillard jersey if I want
to? Hold on, before you get into that, I want to find this. I want to find out what he did. I want to find out where he shot from.
Get a CJ McCollum jersey. Don't get a Damian Lillard jersey.
I already have a Damian
jersey. I'm just saying.
I have one. I wore it yesterday.
I just don't like Dame. He's just overrated.
Does it actually
a great show guy. He's overrated.
Does it show a shot chart? Like if I try and find that, can it show me a shot chart? Boston. Can I see that? Where would I find that?
Also, the Blazers only played 8 players yesterday, if you guys didn't notice that.
They only played what?
They only played 8 players, and while we played 11, I believe.
I can't find that. Stuff.
Well, we played 9.
So
now you can do it.
So, You guys are all probably wondering, where can I get a Damian Lillard jersey or a jersey of my favorite player? Well, do I have the best answer for you? JuicyJerseys.com is the prime location to get to cop an NBA jersey right now. They have my favorite saying, high quality but low price jerseys. You're paying $40 for any jersey you want, let's say. And compared to, like, let's say my Peyton Pritchard jersey, I ordered a $40 Peyton Pritchard jersey. It's $120 on the NBA store, it's $40 on Juicy Jerseys. You guys are missing out on a nice opportunity. I could cop three Pritchard jerseys for the price of one on the NBA store. You guys are missing out. Don't miss out anymore if you're buying NBA jerseys. JuicyJerseys.com. They have social medias. They're on TikTok, Instagram. You can look them up. Like, yeah, you guys can find them, and you can DM them on Instagram and ask them to add a jersey, Nick, and they'll most likely add it for you. Like, they added the Peyton Pritchard one because I requested it. Like, they're constantly accepting requests. They're great to their customers. So, you know, go cop a jersey if you're interested. And of course, the best part is that you get to use code BANNER18, all caps, no spaces at checkout to help support the podcast. And of course, when you're buying from Juicy Jerseys, you're supporting a small business, so it's a win-win-win because you're also getting a nice jersey for cheap. And yeah, I think that wraps up the first segment.
Okay, also missed in the second. The Red Sox picking Kumar in their mock draft.
Really? Wait, what pick do we have?
4.
Wait, when's the MLB draft again?
July 11th, 13th. They have Leiter to the Pirates at 1, Lahrer to Texas at 2, Mayer to the Tigers at 3, and then Kumar at 4, which isn't bad. All right,
let me turn.
3, 2, and 1.
And we back. Okay, so we got to talk about the Celts final stretch here
before
coming up.
Before we start that, I just want to say that I think Russell Westbrook's a pretty good basketball player.
What did he do against the Pacers? I know they scored the
14 points, 21 rebounds, and 24 assists. He took eight shots.
Because he doesn't even need to be the prime scorer. He's got
kind of underrated again. He's like so underrated, overrated. It's ridiculous.
He flips around. Who?
The Bruins clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
I got to do my post.
So the Celtics final stretch, it's not ridiculous. It's not hard.
Should we win? So do we have 7 or 8 left? 7 or 8 games left.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games left.
Only 6? I thought it was.
Nah, I'm pretty sure 7.
Magic, Bulls, Heat, Cavs, Timberwolves. Yeah, 7. I don't know where I got.
You got to go 5-2. If we don't go 5-2, we're looking in we're probably screwed.
So we play the Magic on.
All right, let's go through each game and give our opinions.
Hold on. I don't know what's happening with Orlando, but, like, they still haven't been eliminated yet from playoff contention.
That's crazy,
bro. They've won, like, 3 or 4.
They'll probably be eliminated within the next 3 days or when we beat them.
Mo Bamba.
We freaking better beat them. Oh, my God.
Mo Bamba's looked great, too, by the way. Like, I saw a post saying, like, oh, he's a boss, like, this guy. He really never was a boss. He just was playing under Vucevic and was injured, so he never got time. He finally got time with Wendell, and now he's looking great. Like, I don't know what it is with Orlando and just having good centers. Like, what's up with that? Why do they get good centers, and we're stuck with Tristan Thompson? Rob's fine. I'm not going to say anything about Rob, but we're stuck with Tristan Thompson. Meanwhile, they get centers who can put up 20 and 20 nightly every 5 years.
All right, I want to go through each game and, like, give our opinions on
the Magic
the Bulls, the Heat twice, the Cavs, the Timberwolves, and the Knicks. Which,
Man, if we got to beat the Knicks and we have to beat the Heat at least once, because we get the season series on both of those.
Yes, we need to do both of those. I think the Knicks have at least clinched the 4 seed.
I think they clinched at least 4 or 5.
I think they've clinched their ticket in the 4 or 5 seed. The question is now who gets the 4 or 5 seed other than the Knicks.
Yeah, I think
Celtics Hawks reality is gone. That's gone. It's now who plays the Knicks. And right now, I'd say it's probably Miami.
Yeah, I think so too.
I wish you were playing the Knicks.
Unless we beat them both times. If we beat them both times, never mind, it's us. But
I think the Knicks are frauds. I'm sorry. I think they are.
They are. They're absolutely frauds. They've beaten
like 3 teams over 500, which I know we really haven't either. But I'm not going out and saying, oh,
yeah, but that's because we weren't healthy. When we play the Sixers those 3 times and we play the Nets those 3 times,
the Knicks are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're still a good team. But they're not this championship contender who can talk down to other fans. Like, their fan base can talk
down. It just happens to be that the Eastern Conference is in a weird place this year. And they, like, happen to have Emmanuel Quickly playing really great.
Here's the situation. For the 4 teams, the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Heat. No, go through. Each of the teams that were in the conference finals, other than the Bucks. I mean, in the conference semis, other than the Bucks, Clippers. I don't know. Anyways, the conference finals teams. Those 4 teams are all underperforming. The Nuggets you can move around on. The Heat are underperforming. The Lakers have been injured, so they're kind of underperforming, but I wouldn't say.
The Lakers and the Heat. Also, if you don't know, recognize this, 3 of those 4 teams were still the most recent teams to play, other than the Nuggets.
Here's my point.
So
when people make fun of the Celtics and Heat at a Knicks fan or a Hawks fan, this is my response: the Hawks had and the Knicks had from March to now.
Exactly.
The Celtics Heat had from October, really October. I know the Celtics got eliminated in September. But it was really October when they got
back. Yeah, exactly.
They had from October to December. That's October, November, and half of December. So that's about 2.5 months versus the Knicks and Hawks, who get the full. And with Miami, they didn't get back to October 15th. So, it's not a fair comparison. I think when we get a full offseason, and teams are able to fully recoup. Develop their players, have training camps. I think next season it'll go back to normal. I still think teams I still think the Knicks are going to be somewhat good. I don't think they're going to be as good as they are this year, but I think teams I don't think the Sixers are going to be as good. And my situation with the Sixers, why I say that is just, it's how the NBA works. The Celtics have a disappointing season. And the Sixers overwhelm. You can just look through. It's happening every year that the Celtics have a good season and then a disappointing one. And the Sixers have a disappointing season and then a good one. We just rotate positions. But it's also the Celtics haven't been fully healthy yet. We were 8-3 without Kemba to start. And we had 2 players that were on the injury report all the time. It was Romeo and Kemba. And then flash forward and now, we have players rotating in and out of the injury report. We just got Fournier back. And I'm saying we just got him back yesterday. We really got him back yesterday. The other games, he basically said he had a concussion. And I said this earlier. I got into an argument with someone on Twitter. Let me just read off the tweets, because these are terrible.
This could go in a lot of directions.
This goes in one direction, and it's this guy was okay, here. So Rachel Nichols tweets about Fournier saying he has a headache, and this guy tweets, "This guy just sucks.
And then he was like saying how COVID's fake and everything. And he says Fournier just sucks since he's got to Boston. That's all there is to it. I just said, what are you talking about? Fournier made 10 straight threes, then got COVID, and his last game he looked really good.
And again, yeah, people are casuals. They don't know he had COVID.
And then this guy, says he goes 0 for 10 from the field, then blames it on COVID. He went 0 for 10 in his first game here, and he does have an excuse for that. He was in Orlando. He had to fly to Oklahoma City. No, he had to fly to Milwaukee, to Oklahoma City, and then to Boston in a matter of 3 days while he had to quarantine.
And that, yeah, and he went 0 for 10. People are getting mad about that. And then he went on fire.
I knew to give him time.
I just say, look at his games after that. He made 10 straight threes. He gets COVID as bad for the first games back and is now back to normal. And the guy responds, is COVID only going to be blamed when he shoots terrible? I said his first game he went 0 for 10 with the team. He hadn't practiced with the team. He was traveling all over the country and in COVID protocols. Over three games, he ended up hitting 10 threes in a row. He gets COVID and is out for 9 games. Was bad for the first few and is now back to normal. Like I response, I just didn't respond to this because I was also, just not
Let's not forget what we gave up. What was it?
2 second round picks in 2025 and 2027. And
so we gave up what is now a 9th grader and a 7th grader for Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
And people are getting that heated. That's ridiculous.
And then he says, and when he plays bad again, he now has an out. Fournier is an overpaid average player who now has an out for when he plays poorly. Don't take the bait. He's just too inconsistent. Where's this guy?
That's crazy.
Arizona. If you're from Arizona, why do you care what Evan Fournier does? Well, how does Evan Fournier impact your life? You're probably a Suns fan. That's a whole other conference, and you guys are much better than the Celtics. How does Evan Fournier impact your life at all? And he's getting $17 million a year. That's really not overpaid for a 20-point-per-game scorer.
All right, there are players that get paid more than that that are much
Kyle less Kuzma's making like $15 million a year, and you're going to call Fournier?
Wait, Kuzma's making 15 mil?
I'm 90%. I can check right now.
Oh, my God. The Lakers are dumb.
Kyle Kuzma.
Who did they give a ton of money to? Didn't they give KCP a ton of money too?
Yeah. All right, yeah, they did.
They're paying him $13.3 million
a year. Did you know what I don't understand? They act like putting like Montrezl Harrell in like who's great and all, and so is Andre Drummond, but you need a Serge Ibaka next to Anthony Davis. You need someone who can spread the floor with him, who can defend.
AD's been bad this season. And I know
he's been injured and he didn't have time to prepare.
It
didn't really affect him until he got injured.
He was playing this bad before his injury. Like during the All-Star break around that. Like
he had like no time to prepare for the season.
Exactly. That's another thing. He didn't have time to prepare. LeBron's been great though. But
LeBron James is the second greatest player of all time.
Yeah, LeBron was like, I'm never going to be 100% healthy again after this ankle
injury. Yeah, that's a yikes.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's LeBron. Right. LeBron is now right. Officially, after the season, LeBron's going downhill now. From now, after the season, he'll be going downhill.
I don't want to say
he's that. Already starting to go downhill.
I've heard that a million times. And
no, but I've never said it. I have not said it yet. This is the first time I've said
it. I'm not saying from you. I'm saying I've heard.
I said in 2018 when he signed with the Lakers, I said people were going to act like this is like fourth quarter LeBron. I said fourth quarter LeBron will start in 2021-22. And I'm going to be right. Will he win a couple more rings? Maybe. No,
he won't.
Maybe. I think he'll win one more championship max, and it'll be this season or next season. After that, if he doesn't win one, it'll be a Mickey Mouse ring that he wins as like a bad player. So,
yeah, I don't think
he'll win. LeBron will never be bad. I mean, when I say bad, I mean like he won't be like a top 10 player in the NBA.
He's not going to win another ring. I mean, really, just look through it. Brooklyn has at least 3 more years together. Blake Griffin's not leaving that team, and neither is James Harden until they get rings.
Yeah, but they're only getting older. Well,
I have the Nets winning the finals this year, without a doubt.
Yeah. This year,
The Suns are still young, and Chris Paul is going to be there for at least 2-3 more years, and the Suns have a great young core.
Isn't Chris Paul, like, vegan now, so he can play till he's, like, 45, like Tom Brady's doing or whatever?
I don't know.
These people can play till, like, 50 because of their diets. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, like, you see, like, even teams like – I know the Celtics aren't, like, great right now, but
– Well, we're not a win-now team, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. But, like, the Paul Pierce years, like, 2000, 2002, Celtics were pretty bad. And then we traded for Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. So I'd say our Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen right now are Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'd say probably Steph Curry. So we'll have those guys in about 2 years' time. Yeah, we'll give up Carson Edwards.
What if Curry goes to the Lakers this offseason?
Then the I'd stop watching basketball.
Wait, what happened?
What if Curry goes to the Lakers? LeBron's been trying to recruit him.
Is Steph a free agent after the season? No, he'll sign an extension. But I'm saying, if Steph Curry goes to the Lakers, I will stop watching basketball. And that's not me being overreacting. No, I'll legitimately stop watching basketball. Then it's just not fun. It's
like Nets versus Lakers.
Steph Curry would never do that, dude. He would never do that.
No. He won't. I know he won't.
The Nets already don't make it fair. Now add LeBron and Steph Curry and Anthony Davis.
I mean, that would be pretty fun to watch in the finals, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care. I don't care about the basketball for the next 2 to 3 years. As long as our teams keeps developing, because I know in 2023 to like 2020, we're going to be like the best team in the league.
As long as Tatum doesn't let the fame get to his head and decides, oh, I'm going to go to LA.
Nah, he won't, dude.
I'm hoping he doesn't. That Lakers story is still like, it's still haunting.
No, he won't leave. As long as we keep winning, he doesn't. Because he knows he's young. His prime isn't for another 3-4 years. So.
It just upsets me because, like, he has to understand there's going to be a 2-3 year period where the team just won't win a championship or even be as good. There's going to be that 2-3 year.
After Kemba's contract's up, we just have Jalen and him as like our big contract players. What if we sign somebody? What if we get some? What if like Rob, like his potential just is still unknown? I don't think he'll be anything crazy, but like, let's say Aaron Nesmith somehow turns into like Klay Thompson, which probably won't happen, but you never know.
We have like, three players. Yeah,
we have so many unknown things. Like, what if Romeo Langford comes back this next season and is like what Jalen did? Like, his reminds me so much of Jalen.
I see Romeo as an Avery Bradley type player, but
like promise with like good defense.
What I'm saying is,
I could see Romeo. His offensive potential is so unknown, though. Like, he could turn into a Jalen player.
We have three players that are off of contracts next season. That's Rob, Evan Fournier, and Marcus Smart. And one of them is going to have to take a team-friendly deal, and I feel like it's probably going to be Fournier. Because Fournier is probably not going to get paid because of that bad stretch he just had. Unless we make the playoffs and he just turns into a demigod. He won't get paid, but like if he can just take a team friendly deal, that'll be cool. Because I think he actually wants to be here. Like I don't think it's one of those situations where, like the Taylor Hall situation where like we got him, but like is he really gonna stay here? Does he really want to be here? I think Evan Fournier does want to be here. I think everything he posts, everything he tweets, I think everything points to him wanting to be here. Because
Hopefully that's the case.
He said he wants to make a deep. He's 28. He said he wants to make a deep playoff run. I mean, going a deep playoff run.
You better not be one of those kind of players who like signs at the Lakers or Clippers, like those kind of.
I doubt he would. It's. I think he.
Like Hayward is a weird. Hayward's a family guy who just wants a big buck, and that's why I went to Charlotte. That's literally why he doesn't care about winning. He doesn't care about any of that. He just wants to make money. That's all Gordon.
I'm not mad at Hayward for going to Charlotte. I think that was the best move for him. I'm mad at
everyone. Yeah, because he doesn't care about winning a championship. He just wants to get paid.
I'm mad at everyone for thinking that Danny was the reason we don't have Miles Turner. I'm mad at everyone for thinking that, because I've said it before, not in Danny's hands, not his choice. He can't decide that. It's Gordon Hayward's option. If Hayward wanted to go to Indiana, we would have Miles Turner. He didn't want to go to Indiana. Not his decision.
But I still think we should have tried to pursue Hayward in a different, or not Hayward, tried to pursue Turner in a different sense, like without using Hayward, with using other assets. We should have tried to.
We didn't really pursue have assets. And if we kept Desmond Bane, we would have, like, won the draft. We already got, I think the Hornets won the draft, but we already got Pritchard and Neesmith. Now, imagine adding Desmond Bane to that, who's, like, semi, but is better at everything than semi. We'd have three solid rookies. And, yeah, and we could use, obviously, one of them as trade bait, probably Desmond Bane. Because Pritchard, I know most of the fan base, like, loves Pritchard. And, like, but, like, if you go into trade talks, most of them are like, he's not untouchable, but I need to see the offer for him. Pritchard's untouchable. And that's not from my point of view. That's from Danny Ainge saying that he's been not been this excited since getting Rondo. I think
that's saying something.
Yeah, I think, obviously, Danny wants Pritchard here. Neesmith finally developed and is looking good. He's been shooting really well. Finally been shooting.
We have such a good young core, like with Jason Jalen and
excluding Grant Williams.
Obviously.
I'm not giving up a Grant yet. But
no, I absolutely am. Dude, what is he going to be? He's already 23.
Because my thing with the NBA is that you can't give up on a player too early. Because if you look around the league, like the Thunder gave up on Harden. Christian Wood was given up on like 6 times. I'm not giving up on a player early, but I'd say I would give Grant Williams one more season. And if he goes out next year and is even worse, no, you're done. But like a player like Tremont or Carson, that's why I'm so hesitant to be like, all right, you're gone. Because like what happens if we get rid of Tremont or Carson and they go revive their career somewhere like PJ Dozier did? Like that'd be a small problem to me if that ends up happening. But no, I don't. I'd still trade Grant with zero hesitation. I don't really care. I'd still trade him with zero hesitation.
Grant Williams masterclass versus Spurs.
Oh my god! I remember we were like Tatum had the first 12 points, and then Grant made 2 threes, and I was like, "What's going on?"
I showed Grant Williams masterclass the whole time. Neesmith had more points than Brown.
I'm surprised no one could hear me yell from the stands. Fournier, we give up 2 seventh graders for you. Do something. Yeah, at halftime, we watched Neesmith just miss like 7 threes in a row. Like all corner threes, wide open, no one around him. He just missed 7 in a row. Which that hurt to watch. I'm gonna be.
Yeah, but then he clutched up late game. He clutched up late game.
Bro, this shoe is mesmerizing.
Love to see it. All right, kind of wrapping up here. We're on our kind
what's
of hiatus,
the war? Someone check the Warrior. My phone's dead. Can one of you guys summon the Warrior score? I've been following that game just because I said Draymond Green would win this Marvel thing, so I just want to see how I'm doing on that.
But like I said, during our kind of hiatus, the Patriots drafted Mac Jones. Pretty interesting. The Warriors are winning 110-94, by the way.
Oh, good. I also want a play-in game between the 7-seed Lakers and the 8-seed Warriors. That's my dream right there. But Mac Jones, I'm cool with. I wasn't at first, but like Bill Belichick got his guy. This is a guy who like literally fits the system. Like
I'm so happy with the draft.
I wanted Fields really badly, but like when I really thought it, like I obviously have had like a week to think about it. But when I really thought about it, Cam doesn't fit our system. So bringing in a guy with a similar play style to Cam, like him or Trey, like Fields or Trey Lance, I don't know how that's going to work out compared to Mac Jones. Because unlike Brady, Mac Jones can somewhat run, he's not mobile like Trey Lance or Justin Fields, but he can somewhat run. So I'm completely fine with that. He has good pocket pressure. I mean, he can stay good under pressure. Even with the wide receivers he's throwing to, I get the people who are like, oh, Mac Jones, he threw to so-and-so. He threw to Devontae Smith. He threw to Jalen Waddle for 5 games. I don't. Tua threw to, I want to just pull up the wide receivers from last year. Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, full season Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith. He had Najee Harris. He had the same O-line as Mac did. He had the same defense. And you're meaning to tell me that Tua is not better than Mac Jones?
Yeah, Mac, for real. That's true.
Mac Jones may not be mobile, but he can at least throw the ball.
He's got a gun around. I saw his play where it was like him like running around in the pocket and he threw like
and
a laser.
Like, and he threw it right into, he like fit it right into Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
And you can't crazy. Even look, you can't even look at that play and be like, this was Devontae Smith right here. This catch was not Mac Jones. This was Devontae Smith right here. That was a Mac Jones. Like, I don't know. I think Mac Jones will start by like week 5. I don't think he'll start for the Bucs game. It depends where that lies in the schedule. If the Bucs game is past week 5, it'll be Mac. Because I think it's more interesting for Patriots versus Bucs when the King is on the other side and the King is on one side and the air is on the other side.
Yeah, all right. Enough of the football analysis from the Six Rings podcast, Nonkin. But
Seven Rings podcast.
But
wrapping up, good. The Bruins clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah.
And I will
thriving be except the Celtics.
Celtics next Tuesday to try and get another pair of Jason Tatum shoes. I don't think I will, because the Celtics posted on Instagram that Tatum designated the shoes to someone last time. So I'm starting to feel more and more like we got extremely lucky with that shoes the other day.
We did.
I'm starting to feel like more and more like we got extremely lucky. I don't know.
Kind of wrap it up.
If I see his shoes, him giving away his shoes on the Celtics Instagram on Sunday, then I'm just, that's a wrap. I'm not getting those shoes on Tuesday. That's a wrap. But no, if I don't see them, then I'm like, all right, this I have a shot at this.
There's a chance, yeah.
There's a chance. It just sucks because no one else on the team gives away stuff.
Yeah.
Jalen.
All right.
Oh, I just want to say before we wrap up, we were like, if you look at like the Instagram photos, we're in the back of some of these photos.
Yeah, we are.
At the end of the game, like there's a photo of Tatum pointing out at the crowd. I'm pointing back at him. So, and he's next to me holding the shoe, and Jalen's next to me holding the shoes. But no, Jalen was talking to the camera like 10 feet from us. And Jalen just gets up, people yell, "Yo, Jalen, can you give us some shoes?" Just doesn't even look, just runs in the locker room. Actually, he didn't even walk. Just ran in the locker room. And even before that, it took us like 2 minutes to get back down to the like floor, and Tatum was still there. We waited like 10 minutes for Tatum to do basically nothing but point at us. And I watched, like, because we were upstairs when the game ended. We were in our seats when the game ended, and I just watched everyone but Jalen, Jason, and I think like Kemba, who was in his street clothes, just walked out into the locker room. My goal was to get, after you got the Tatum shoes, my goal was Semi Ojeleye shoes. My goal was Luke Kornet's shoes. I said, just Luke Kornet, so it'd be awesome. That, I don't know. I haven't seen Kornet in years, it feels like. Oh my God. All right. That's it for this week.
Yeah, hope you guys all enjoyed. Don't forget juicyjerseys.com, banner 18 code. DM us on Instagram. There's a website coming soon for Banner 18 Pod, by the way.
I'll make the tweet thing that I did last time again. I'll do that.
Alright. Yeah, so be on the lookout. But yeah, hope you guys all enjoy the episode. Hope you all have a great weekend. Hopefully the Celtics just do good.
Yep. Hopefully we get like 5-2. If we go 5-2 and we end up with the 6th seed, we tried. I'll be happy.
I'd rather play the Bucks than the Sixers. I just want to say that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd rather
we should have gone 3-0 against the Bucks. I'd rather play the Bucks. Yeah.
All right, but yeah, hope you all have a great week and peace out.
Peace.
Peace.